Let's invite the Holy Spirit to come and just be with us today and accept our offering of worship. Amen. Come, let's stand.
You show up in splendor. Thank you. are great. You are great. Thank you, Lord. All you've done.
All you've done.
All you're gonna do.
Keep on thanking him.
Thank you.
Amen. We've been singing of the greatness of God. And earlier we were saying thank you for all that God has done. You know, in Colossians chapter 2, verse 7, it talks about rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Have you ever filled a bottle and it has overflowed? Yeah, it's just overflowing. And that's the picture. God wants us to overflow with thankfulness for what He's done in our lives. Okay, we may have challenges, we may have troubles and problems, but God's saying, you know what you want it to be? Overflowing with thankfulness. And in Psalm 50, verse 14, it says, sacrifice thank offerings to God. Okay, that's overflowing with thankfulness. Fulfill your vows to the Most High and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you will honor me. All right? So the way to seeing a breakthrough is we are overflowing with thankfulness for what God has already done. Right? Do you have things to thank God for?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we all do. You know? And
now, what do we do when we hear testimonies like this? Do we believe God is the same yesterday,
yes,
today, forever?
Yes.
The same God for you, same God for me. You know what we need to do? Now, if we have similar issues, what you can do is piggyback on that testimony and say, God, what you did for Joe, what you did for Renu's sister, what you did for Bijoy, and someone else shared something? Sundar. Okay, you can do for me. Okay? Because it's, when we give testimony to Jesus, His presence is here. Okay, latch on to it, take hold of it, and say, God, I'm putting my faith. You did it for Him, you do it for me.
Yes.
Can we do that?
Yes.
Who has a need for healing this morning? Okay? Who's been going through a rough patch where you feel abandoned? Okay? Now, God does, let me just help us here. Does God punish us?
No.
No. Does He discipline us?
Yes.
Yes. What does discipline look like? Sometimes, when you have to lose weight, and you have to exercise, and you have to stop eating the chocolates, and you have to stop, I'm telling myself, stop eating the chocolates, and stop whatever else. Okay, is that punishment? Yeah, I have pancakes once a month. You know, is that punishment or is that discipline? It's putting some order. It's realigning your life. Correct? What is the fruit of discipline? Harvest of righteousness. I lose weight. To give it to you in the physical realm, okay? So in the same way, that's what God does for us. But He doesn't punish us. How do I know that? He doesn't treat us as our sins deserve. Read your Bible. Okay, Psalm 103. What does it say? Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who crowns you with? What is it? He redeems you from the pit and crowns you with life. He says He heals you of all your diseases. Okay? And it says He, as far, well, what is it? Come on. Where does it say? Who forgives you all your sins and heals you of all your diseases and redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with what? Crowns you with thorns? No. Love and
compassion.
Who satisfies your good desires with bad things? Who satisfies your desires with? Okay. So that your youth is renewed again. Now when trouble times come, this is how you use the word of God to buffet your body. Yeah? And to renew your mind and keep your mind on course. And that's what Jo did. She reminded of herself of the goodness of God. Saying, God, you never left me. You've always been there with me. And the devil would like to make you feel isolated.
Yeah.
You're the only one going through this problem.
Yeah.
Trust me, we're all going through the same problem in different ways. Okay? But remember, he walks into the room with you. Amen? Amen. So let's stand. Those who need prayer, come on, let's piggyback on these stories of faith. Yeah. And the rest of us, can we gather around these people and pray your biggest prayers? Yeah, Lassie.
So I just feel like there's somebody here who's lost something in the recent past. Maybe it's physical belongings, or maybe it's maybe a promotion that was supposed to come did not come, or an acknowledgement that was supposed to come did not come. And I believe that God wants to encourage you this morning. I want to read from Hebrews 10. 32 onwards says, "Don't you remember those days right after the light shined in your hearts? You endured a great marathon season of suffering hardships, yet you stood your ground. And at times you were publicly and shamefully mistreated, being persecuted for your faith. Then at other times you stood side by side with those who preached the message of hope. You sympathized with those in prison, and when your belongings were confiscated, you accepted that violation with joy, convinced that you possess a greater treasure growing in heaven that could never be taken from you. So don't lose your bold, courageous faith, for you're destined for a great reward." I believe that if you're just feeling like something has been taken away from you that actually belongs to you, it's a violation. Okay, it is a violation legally, ethically, it is a violation. But God is saying that the things that you are being denied, that are being violated to you today, are growing for you a treasure in heaven, and you do have a great reward. So just, if that's your situation this morning, just accept that promise and take hold of that, yeah?
This is a great time to come to the breaking of bread. Okay, because when we break bread, He does heal us. He does restore us. He does renew us. Amen? You?
Yeah. How great the chasm that lay between us. How high the turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness
His presence here. He says He has broken every... Listen, you got a chain? Do you have a chain this morning? This is a time to put pride aside. Put pride aside, my friend. You want to be set free. His presence is here. I'm telling you. Karen. Sylvester. Shooting up heroin for how many years?
20 years.
Okay. And God came and set him free in an instant. No cold turkey. No withdrawals. No backsliding. For how many years now? And it's now 40 years?
It's about 32 years.
It's 32 years. Now, listen, guys.
Yes.
Stop being chained. Okay? What is that chain for you? Is it drugs? Is it nicotine? Is it alcohol? Is it pornography? Is it women? Guys and girls, be free. Whom the Son sets free is
free.
But the choice is yours, my friend. He is not going to drag you there, okay? He's not going to drag you there kicking and screaming. You come. You come. Okay? And if whatever it is, maybe it's unforgiveness, maybe it's bitterness, maybe it's anger. They're all chains. They're all chains of different shapes and sizes. Okay? Maybe it's sexual abuse from the past. I don't know. But today is a day to be set free. And you want to be set free, you come here. Come on, line up. Line up. Who's going to be the first brave one? We don't know what your issue is. Maybe it's unforgiveness. Maybe it's anger. But you want to be set free. We're going to sing this again. And you come and say, Jesus, set me free. Maybe it's a relational issue that's been like a ball and chain on your neck and it's been on your foot and you've been dragging it along everywhere. It's been pulling you down. And you're saying, God, come and set me free. Will you come this morning? It's an open invitation. Come on. The only thing that will hold you back is pride. Come on.
Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your very body began to breathe. Out of the
your hands to Jesus, okay?
In the morning, let's see.
is finished. Thank you that the things that we have laid at the foot of the cross will stay there. Thank you that we can walk free back to our chairs. You're taking a walk of freedom. As you turn around, you're taking a walk of freedom. And stay free, my friends. Stay free. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you are faithful. Amen.